Bob Rivers in the Morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeart radio station.
KJR. Most watched shows of the 2012-2013 TV season came out. And we said the first person who texted in the correct guess of the show with the highest average of viewers week in and week out would win a prize. Joe is checking the texts now. Who's got it? Just say the last. It's like the last four digits.
Well, I'm going. I have to go way back, literally hundreds of texts here. Let me make sure I get.
Pretty easy guess for people.
There are some wrong answers. There's some right answers.
A lot of you got it right, but it has to be the first person to get it right.
It looks like the first person to get it right's last three digits of your phone number is 617. Eric will be calling to give you a prize.
Or just call Eric.
Or just call Eric, yeah.
Call 877-901-0957.
There you go.
And then he'll make you call a different number. Put some hoops. Play contest croquet.
Then he'll give you Mandy's number. That's your prize.
Yeah, you could call her.
Oh, she's still with us.
No, she sounded smart. You were wrong, Jody.
No, you were dead on right about how she would sound.
Everyone liked her.
She sounded like your character, actually.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. She very, very inspired by you. Okay. So, number one show, Joe, tell me what it was.
NCIS. And it was the not even that close. Number two, Sunday Night Football, NBC.
Number three, Big Bang Theory. Number four, NCIS. Los Angeles.
What?
That's the same thing as the CSI. NCIS has taken over CSI.
I don't think that should be legal.
Well...
If you have a hit show,
why wouldn't you?
You shouldn't be able to do another version of the same hit show. No, because then there would have been Star Trek Pluto, Star Trek Andromeda.
Well, to be fair, they don't all work out. CSI New York was a horrible failure.
Right.
And why?
Well, I watched the first couple of episodes, and I will tell you why. The ensemble did not glue together as well as the other.
You're right.
Two.
It's a whole different cast doing the same show. Star Trek did that. Never mind. I take it all back. I
mean, they're allowed to give it a shot.
CSI did Miami. CSI did New York. But the only one that ever worked was the Vegas one.
In fact, NCIS has CSI in the title, so it should just be considered a spinoff of CSI.
Well, no. The deal about the NCIS, which we love, is it's a military Naval Criminal Investigative Services.
And it's a true organization.
It's a true organization,
really,
yes. And the L.A. one has LL Cool J and Chris O'Donnell as their stars. And they're pretty good star power.
No, you like the show, so you're happy.
I like the original one much, much, much better. It's so well done.
Kim in Seattle, hello.
Hello.
You were the first person with the correct guess by text.
Yay.
Thank you. And I'm glad to see you're not driving. You sound like you're sitting somewhere.
Yes, I'm at work.
All right.
Just doing some nude modeling.
Yeah, no.
All right. Eric has your prize.
I do. I have a season pass for two to attend any and all of the 1964 The Tribute concerts. That's the Beatles tribute. That's amazing. In June, including Kent, Port Angeles, Hoquiam, Bellingham, Spokane, and even Anaheim, California.
Wow, cool.
Hang on. All right. Also in there, what were the big reality shows? Well, the biggest reality show of all, Sunday Night Football. Also, A Person of Interest was number five. American Idol, everyone says it was a flop this year, but it was the sixth most watched show of the 2012-2013 season. That ain't a flop.
Compared to their former seasons, yeah. We'll see what happens next year. Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey quit, as we predicted.
Let's see. In fact, American Idol has two of the top 10 slots. So I think that you just have to recognize that it's an aging show, and it's never going to have 30 million people again, because that's what they're basing their projections on. But let's see. The Voice, number nine. Very happy they are at The Voice with number nine. Where is The 2.5 Men is number 10. Down But Still Big. The Voice has two slots. It's number 12, Blue Bloods, 13, Elementary, 14, 60 Minutes, 15, Modern Family, 16. Castle did well. I didn't watch Castle. That was a new show, right? Is it good?
Castle's a couple seasons old. It stars Nathan Fillion, who is a favorite with women who find him extremely attractive and fun. And, you know, it's he's a writer, and he's partnered up with this female police officer who's a badass, but she's also gorgeous. Will something happen? Probably.
Probably.
Will they break up? Probably. Right. Get back together? Probably. Thanks, Mandy. You're just,
well, I find that male guy to be uninteresting. Completely uninteresting.
Yeah, men are so dumb.
I don't like his laugh.
Totally.
Okay. The following is number 20. Is that a relatively new show, too? I haven't been following.
Following. Isn't that Kevin Bacon? I think it was on Fox.
Yeah, it's about a cop who's trying to catch a serial killer who's actually in jail, but he got internet access and started this cult that started killing on his behalf.
Oh, that sounds very good.
By all accounts, really well done. Right. I never haven't seen an episode, though, to be honest with you.
Son Andrew is here, and I'm feeling terrible because I'm using you, people, the audience. I have not visited with my son since the last time he was on the show. And what do you call that?
Damaged.
It's a baby damage.
We're here all week, people.
I was thinking efficiency.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, you
were. Multitasking.
Right. You're multitasking.
Oh. Multitasking. There is no such thing as multitasking, right? You know that.
Well, you're getting two jobs done with one. I guess it's not really multitasking.
Killing family time and entertainment. Yeah, I get it.
How are you?
I'm good. Busy. I just got back from San Francisco last week. It was a lot of fun.
You were playing at Rooster Teeth Feathers, one of the biggest legendary comedy clubs in
the
country.
It's where our friend Titus started there.
No kidding.
And it was fun. I went to a Giants game, San Francisco Giants. It was fun. Because I live in Seattle, I wanted to see what rooting for a winning team was like.
Feels like.
Yeah. And it was a little weird. Like, they had an inside the park home run and extra innings to win the game.
People had to explain to you what it was?
Yeah. It was like, I didn't know what's happening.
Really? Shouldn't that guy just turn and go back to the dugout?
Isn't that what happened?
How come he's not out?
Yeah. Really?
Where's he running?
What's he doing?
Running all the way to home?
Why are they patting him on the back? Did he get fired?
Yeah. You guys obviously
they feel bad for him.
We obviously didn't watch the day that the Mariners won.
Yesterday being the day. The day Nick Franklin hit two home runs.
Yeah, way to go.
That kid, man.
I wonder if we can trade him before the Mariner curse takes over.
I want to start his fan club. I want to be the president.
You see how he looks in a Giants jersey. Yeah.
It's a good time. It's a beautiful stadium, too. They have plaques outside the park where each of Barry Bonds' home run balls landed.
Oh. Those are also needle exchange points.
Yeah, that's good. There you go.
Are you going to step on all my son's jokes?
No. It's an easy. My punchline was like, oh, you can go to the court and there's a plaque where he lied about steroids. Like, it's the same.
Right.
It's the same.
That's really good.
It's two jokes in one. Yeah, there you go. Efficiency. Right.
By the way, I've been learning to lay back and not step on Andrew when he comes. That's why I only visit him on the show.
I don't have any family time, so I have to jump on him here.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you like a couple times ago on the show? You were getting a little depressed because you're driving around the country playing really bad.
That's just part of comedy, I think. I'm good. I'm excited. Everything's great. I'm working out. I'm getting healthy, and I'm running every day. And
you're running?
Yeah. I know, right? It's a weird, I don't know.
That's an ideal sport for you because you could do it anywhere and you don't have to belong to a gym.
You don't need any equipment?
Yeah.
You could do it on less than the pay for McDonald's.
I had a moment where like I was, I think even the last time I was in here, I was making fun of mom for packing me all this stuff I don't need, like orange slices and condoms, like stuff I'll never use. and then I realized, like, I pack my running shoes every trip, and I don't use those at all, you know?
So you decided to start running.
Yeah, so I've
So have you run around the country? Tell me some of the great cities you've run in.
San Francisco. And that's about it right now.
Hey. Well, you know, buses aren't going to wait for you to, they're going to take off. They're on a schedule. You have to run.
Yeah.
You got to catch
In San Francisco. Too, if you're in the Tenderloin, running can be very
it's very hilly.
Save
yeah,
your life. Yeah. I mean, there's some,
what's wrong with the Tenderloin?
There's rough air. So there's some rough parts of San Francisco. I don't know where that club is, but I mean,
I don't know. The club's in a nice area. I crashed in some comics houses for some other times. In
comics Texas. Have kind of a couch surfing support network.
Yeah,
don't they?
And it was. I mean, some of the guys who lived there, like there was a guy who rented out literally the the closet hallway, the hallway closet underneath the stairs. Like, it's the
size.
That's
a comedy condo.
It's the size of a twin bed. He was paying like $300 a month.
And like Harry Potter kind of under the stairs?
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous. So I was like, well, I guess I'm not moving out there anytime soon, you know?
It's expensive to live. It's the most expensive place to live in the world. But cool. Cool on you for playing that big club. Yeah.
But
and you're at the Tacoma Tacoma Comedy Club. They're going to actually have you headline Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday for the big stars on Sunday.
I know. I already did that line.
Oh,
but,
really?
Oh. Well, yeah, it was in my
Oh, it's in your notes. Here. There you go.
Did you write that or did Pete
Luciano? I wrote that.
And but you know what? That's a big step for you because the middle comic was a big step when you went from opener to middle comic.
Right.
And, of course, the dream is to headline. And so this is like you get to headline on semi-off
night. Yeah, and I'm doing that in a couple other – I just booked Louisville, Kentucky in December. And I'm headlining Thursday and Sunday and featuring Friday, Saturday. So,
awesome. That's
you know, stepping stone. Into
and headlining is an hour? You have to
– That's 45 minutes.
45 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, 37. I don't know. Depends on how many jokes I have. We'll see what happens.
Well, it depends on how hard they laugh. Like,
well, yeah,
if
and
they
that's
laugh a long time. Yeah. It adds to the time.
Right. So just come out and laugh a lot.
Yeah.
So people hate you.
I need to make it to 45.
You're popping those jokes. Yeah. Like,
I always say, like, people always say, like, you know, for traveling, like, what, you know, they compare it to, like, oh, like, how much time could you do if the entire room hates you? You know,
so that's what they want to know because that's the shortest it'll be.
Yeah. So I always say, I can give you 25 minutes. And if it's going well, I can do 40 to 45 maybe, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, that's it.
And by the way, I saw in that movie that Mike Birbiglia did, it doesn't matter who you are. Even if you're a major headliner, you get to some cities, you get to the wrong redneck community or whatever, and you say the wrong joke, and they'll turn on you.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen. Everyone loves me.
No.
All right.
Well, actually, there was
he
a
just
joke.
Turned on me.
Yeah. There was a thing because I was in the Bay Area. Last time I was down there, I went to an Oakland A's game, and so I thought it would be topical and fun to try and talk about it. But it doesn't. Like, I don't know if people got sensitive or whatever, because I went to an Oakland A's game, and it was quite the opposite experience of the Giants game. Like, they're doing well, but they just don't. Like, there was, like, 300 people there.
Yeah, and haven't been to both stadiums myself, not for baseball, but I've been in them. And Giant Stadium, I mean,
it's beautiful.
AT&T Park is beautiful. You're on the bay. I mean, it's just like you're going, how could you even use this real estate for a ballpark?
I know,
it's
right?
So beautiful. And then Oakland Coliseum is just
it's just a
prison.
Yeah.
It's a prison.
It's awful.
I'm going to ask, what as you drive around the country in your Toyota of Puyallup, Toyota.
117,000 miles?
This question brought to you by Toyota of Puyallup. I don't even know if they paid for it, did they?
They did not.
They
but
don't
let's,
have a freebie.
Let's give them an extra.
We give them a freebie. What do you listen to for music in your car? Are you a big Macklemore fan?
Yeah, he's pretty good. I mean, I like his album. I listen to, you know, some rap because, you know, I'm white. My parents are rich. It's like
that's the rap joke. Yeah.
You know? And I listen to some, I've been getting more into rock, some stuff that, you know, might make you proud. I don't know what your particular tastes are.
I'm already proud.
Oh,
it
you don't
have prouder.
You don't have to lie to my face.
Really?
I'm going to go on strike for my pay pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of that. I've been listening to podcasts.
What do you think of the, changing the subject, what do you think of the fast food people going on strike?
That's a very interesting. I think I'm on their side. I think they're using the wrong argument. You know what I mean? Like, they're all like, oh, I can't feed my family. It's like, feed them Taco Bell. All right, you're fine.
Yeah, then you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Feed them what
but
you
it's
work
like,
at.
Yeah. If I'm the CEO, I'm paying them extra to just not talk about what's really in the food. You know what I mean? Like,
extra
you think,
bonus.
Yeah. You think the horse meat's a big deal? At least IKEA is using animal meat. I don't know. It's and
in
I also
Europe. In Europe, let's qualify.
I also feel like, you know, that's got to be a tough situation for the CEOs. You know, the employees are striking, but the CEOs speak English. What do they even know what they're demanding?
Oh, I know what you mean. Because they don't speak English. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
All right. Maple Valley just cheered.
Come on. See. See. I got your back, Pedro.
I'm helping you.
I don't know. We would all like to make a little extra money, but...
You would like to make more money.
Sure.
Yeah, and you will. I think you will.
Thank you.
Are you, do you have any romance in your life?
No. you know, it happens once in a while. That was part of
once in a while. It's not romance.
No.
That's rustling up 20 bucks.
Yeah. How much did Mandy cost again? No. I don't know.
By the way, one of the things about Andrew is that...
Okay.
I was going to be nice.
Okay.
Is that... I've seen him get hit on because the comic is the girls like the comic.
Well, it happens. You're the star. It's not a man.
It's kind of a big deal.
And I've seen him brush them off. Like, no, I'm not.
Sorry, ladies, not tonight.
No.
Not tonight, my dad.
It's kind of like not ever because he knows that it's not.
What are you going to? Yeah. You're just going to hurt someone's feelings. And, like, I'm never in one city long enough to really.
Sorry, ladies, I got to broaden every port.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt your feelings.
I'm dating this guy in Tampa. I don't know.
By the way, a comic. Can I say what a comic said about you?
That depends what the comic is.
I think you told me not to repeat it, but I stop.
Oh, yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, that's as long as you don't put the context around.
Yeah, it was about work ethic. It was someone who was recommending him for a job and said, unlike most comics, he's not getting wasted and trying to score all the time.
Yeah.
Which I was so proud of.
I'm trying to score sober, but that's the tough part.
But not all the time.
Not all the time.
Yeah. It happens once in a while. I got
like
that.
Half the time.
Yeah, I could read between them.
You know, we had Bill Engvall on this morning, and he said the Northwest is a spot where he first broke out and a hot spot. You mentioned Louisville a couple of times. I know you've been there. Do you feel like there's something about you in Louisville? You know?
No, this is actually my first time there. Milwaukee is kind of like a big thing for me. I mean, that was a lot of fun the last time I was there. They really liked me. But I don't know. I just want to go. The goal now is to get, like this, I'm recording a CD this Sunday, and so then I'll have these jokes to reflect on one day. Right. And then to move towards more like Titus and Birbiglia, where they're telling these like 20-minute stories
about themselves,
and it's just so inspiring. Like, that's like, I have so many crazy, you know, like I saved that guy's life one time.
How did you save a guy's life?
I told you the story like 2 years ago. I was driving home from a show. This is why comedy has kind of ruined my life, because like, even on I work weekends, so like when my friends are out, you know, even if I have a night off, I just don't get invited anywhere. So even if I have a Friday night off, I'm just hanging out at a comedy club.
Yeah.
So, like, it was a Friday night. I was in Kirkland. I was leaving a show, and it's, like, 1 a.m. I see a guy walking on the sidewalk, and he's literally walking sideways. Like, he's, you know, he looks messed up, you know, Friday night at 1 or whatever. And then part of me was like, oh, maybe I stopped drinking too soon. You know, like, that guy has a problem. I'm doing fine, you know. Just trying to have a couple beers to make the drive to Idaho go quicker. That guy's got a problem, you know. I pulled into the bank. I was like depositing a check, and he comes walking in, and he's like growling.
That made you nervous, I'll bet.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh great, zombies, you know, like he's like drooling.
This is how a comedian thinks, by the way.
And he's like sitting. He comes down and he sits in the parking lot, like on the curb. And I'm done with my transaction, but I'm scared to go to my car because he's like in between.
I've been there. Everybody's been in that situation.
And so like my goal there, I'm like, oh, this is what I did. I looked in the ATM camera with my eyes, and I was like, if I go missing, it's that guy. You know what I mean? Because I've seen CIS, CSI.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, like, this will be the last.
They're gonna trace my last transaction and find me. You know, and. Finally, he starts getting up and walking away, and I feel bad. Like, I'm like, all right, he's not trying to hurt me. So I kind of walk towards my car, and I'm like, hey, are you okay? And he goes, no. And I'm like, okay, I deserve that, you know? And I'm like, what's the matter? He's like, I need to go to the hospital. And I was like, oh, do you want me to call you an ambulance? He's like, I can't afford it. I was like, I know how that is, you know? And I was like, all right, well, the hospital is like a mile from right here, and it's on my way home. I'll just give you a ride.
Here's this guy you're scared to death of him.
Yeah.
You think he might kill you.
Whatever.
The next thing you know, you're giving him a ride.
Right,
to the hospital.
Giving him a ride to the hospital. And that's the crazy thing is like, I wait. Well, he gets in the car and I'm like, just don't stab me or something. You know
you
what
said
I mean?
That.
Yeah, and, which is why
an icebreaker.
Yeah,
sure.
Why did I wait till he's in the car? You know what I mean? Like, that's all of a sudden now he pulls, oh, I was just about to.
I was going to stab you, but
and
since
it,
you're so
hey, even if he stabs me, it's like, well, we're already on the way to the hospital. Anyway,
and I made that wonderful evidence for the police.
Right. Yeah. So we get in the car, we start driving, and I'm kind of like trying to ask questions. And he's like, oh, what? I'm like, hey, what happened? He's like, oh, I drink too much mouthwash, if that and I don't know. I'm like, I have both my parents. I don't know what that means.
What is drinking too much mouthwash? Is that like
there's
bath salts?
Yeah.
Bath salts and mouthwash?
People drink mouthwash.
Total
together.
Alcoholic.
But it's
if you're desperate.
Yeah. But it's
you can
also,
get a buzz on mouthwash?
No, but it's I looked it up. It's alcohol, but it's non-consumable alcohol. So like they
because
otherwise
it'll kill you.
Otherwise they have to tax it at an alcohol rate, so it's non-consumable and it will make you go blind and it'll kill you, internal bleeding and all that.
So
stuff.
He was
seriously
yeah. ill, had poisoned himself by trying to get high.
Yeah. So we're driving to the hospital and he's being nice and he's like, "Hey man, I really appreciate the ride. I've been walking since Taco Bell." And I was like, "Oh, is it the Taco Bell that's messing you up, or is it the like
I comedian that, looking for a one-liner?" Yes.
So, because I've had that, you know, chalupa one too many times. We pull up to the hospital, and he gets out, and I wanted to leave him with, I don't know, some wisdom. I felt like I've done a good thing, and I've helped the guy, you know. So I was like, "Hey, man, take care." And he goes, "Yeah, you too." And I was like, "What do you mean, you two? Like, you can't? I just dropped you off at the hospital, and now you're
giving..."
Yeah,
but you look like you haven't had a meal in a while, and I'm worried about you.
He's worried about you.
Your Toyota, I know it's got 117,000.
Right, yeah. I know what comedians make. I don't know. So, like, those stories are... And that's just the beginning of that story where,
it's a longer story. I remember.
I want to expand that.
Well, that's what someday I'm telling you, guys. This is a reality
and
program.
And that's 20 years down the line, where Titus and Birbiglia are doing all that. But like, that's such a funny story to me, where like there's so much stuff that I'm like, "Oh, this is like a crazy moment." You know what I mean?
Did he puke in your car?
No, he got out fine. And
you don't know what happened to him? Is he your Facebook friend?
He's the mayor.
No,
of
I don't. Okay. Oh, there you go.
Way to climb. Yeah, you saved him.
But no, that's the. I don't know. That's the. Like, I want to track him down, and, like, do I get a medal or something? You know what I mean? Like, what happens now?
You should. Give yourself one.
All right.
Such a selfless act.
I know, right?
Yeah. Andrew, it's good to see you.
Thank you.
We'll see you again in 3 months or
all
so.
Right.
They'll come back sooner than that. People
don't.
Always say I'm giving my son too much time.
I don't. Why would I want to come back? Well, I'm going to start. Well, because I'm recording the CD, like, I'm going to need some new jokes, so I'll probably be at your house more often.
And you're at Tacoma Comedy Club. Adam put together that club?
Yeah, Adam. West, good friend. Jody, you went to see Titus?
It's a great club.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, the way it's laid out is very comfortable, cool place to watch.
It's one of the better comedy clubs I've ever seen.
Well, yeah, because Adam was a touring comedian for, 7 years before that, and so he just took the best part of every comedy club.
Yeah,
and
I like
made
it too, because some comedy clubs, my gripe about them is that you feel like the next table's right on top of you, and it's actually, somehow it feels roomier, I think, because the ceilings are high. It's just, it's a good club.
It's a good club. All right.
You're
headlining Sunday
night.
Will they see you feature on the weekend?
No,
or?
Okay. I'm just doing some other stuff. If you go to TacomaComedyClub.com and you use the coupon code RIVERS, you can get free tickets to the show Sunday.
TacomaComedyClub.com, RIVERS, the free code, see my son for free. Yeah.
Because that's what it's going to be worth.
Yeah. And be on your CD.
If you're hurting, he'll give you a ride to the hospital.
Right.
All right. Good on you, Andrew. Good to see you.
Thanks, man.
All right. Catch me next time you're in town. No, come over.
Okay.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. 95.7 KJR is spending Friday in the fast lane. Today at 5 p.m., Steve Slayton will count down the top 5 Eagles songs as voted on by you. And then it's on. We will give away a pair of tickets to see the Eagles every 5 minutes. Only on 95.7 KJR.
So, what do you think of our new TV?
The picture's great, and I love the new thin look, but...
What?
Well, the sound isn't much.
That's a problem with all the new slim cabinet TVs.
What should we do?
We need to look at some top-rated TV sound systems like Bose and Yamaha and Samsung and LG and...
Where can we go to get a deal on those brands? Aren't they expensive and complicated?
Not at Video Only. They've got the top-rated audio brands and their...
Don't be sorry prices.
Exactly. And we can listen to these systems to make sure one's right for us.
Okay, let's go to Video Only and complete our own home theater.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry. In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma. Video only.
So you're having a turkey sandwich today. Wonderful. Do you know what it's made of? Is it real turkey breast or little scraps ground up and shaped to look like turkey breast? Does it contain seaweed extract? Is this thing they call turkey pre-sliced and sitting in a tub? For how long? A day? A month? And you're prepared to have this turkey for lunch? To trust it with your kids? Really? We have a better idea. Boar's Head Turkey. When you order Boar's Head Oven Gold Turkey or Maple Honey Turkey, you know where it comes from. The leading premium deli company in America. It's made with pure turkey breast. No mysterious parts, no scraps, no seaweed extract. It's sliced fresh when you order it. In short, with Boar's Head, you can count on turkey you trust. Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere.
Try a slice of Boar's Head premium deli meats and cheeses in select supermarkets, gourmet stores, and fine eateries.
For the freshest produce, Safeway stays close to the people who are close to the land.
I'm a fourth generation farmer. My grandpa always said there's nothing better for the soil than the farmer's own footsteps on it.
Farmers like Mike Jackson of Kingsburg Orchard plant, nurture, and harvest delicious fruits and vegetables that get delivered to Safeway every single day. Right now, with your club card, Safeway has delicious red cherries for just $2.99 a pound. Amazing produce fresh from our farmers. That's ingredients for life. Safeway. What will be in your glass when you toast to summer fun? Well, Safeway is making it easier to consider all your summer beverage options with incredible savings. Just use your club card and you can save 30% on any vodka and all Washington wines. Say, cheers, it's summer, to our beverage sale. Save 30% on all Washington wines and any vodka at Safeway. Ingredients for life. Offer valid on 750 milliliter or larger bottles. Please drink responsibly.
Hi, welcome to BevMo. Can I help you?
Hey, yeah, I need the perfect wine pairings for a block party I'm throwing.
Okay, what are you serving?
Chicken tacos.
Coppola Director's Chardonnay.
Carne asada tacos.
Buccaneer Cabernet.
Tofu tacos.
Kenwood Reserve Sauvignon Blanc.
You guys at BevMo really are amazing.
The BevMo 2-for-1 wine sale is on now. Club Bev members get two wines for the price of one. Choose from hundreds of great wines. Hurry in.
BevMo.
My right blinker is on. Has been for miles. Am I turning? Who knows? Maybe we'll turn at this intersection coming up. Maybe not. Am I indecisive? Non-committal? Perhaps. Thing is, I'm not really in charge. My driver is. I just hope if a Chevron station shows up on my right, this blinker is for real.
Your car takes care of you. Take care of it. Don't use low-quality gasoline that can leave crud in the engine. Use the gas that cleans. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car.
When you're looking for term life insurance, you want options. But maybe you also have some terms of your own. You want affordable rates, and you want a company that takes amazing care of its customers. If those are your terms, then look no further than Amica Life. Visit lifewithamica.com today. It's fast and easy to get a free quote and calculate the right coverage for you at a lower cost than you may expect. That's lifewithamica.com or call 800-234-LIFE. That's 800-234-LIFE.
Sold, sold, sold.
Feel lucky? Don't miss the Lucky Truckee Collector Car Auction Sunday, June 2nd at LeMay Marymount near Tacoma. 80 collector trucks, tractors, and cars selling with no reserve whatsoever. Get lucky and get online at luckyoldcar.com or call 253-272-2336 for details.
A free guitar. A free car. And free news. All cruel reminders that you get what you pay for. That's why there's the Kitsap Sun. For just a few dollars a month, you'll get in-depth reporting on the local news and events that matter most to you. The Kitsap Sun, putting your world in your hands. Get it in print, on your mobile device, and online at kitsapsun.com.
Have you noticed? Things are really moving at your neighborhood QFC. And it's no wonder. You already know that QFC is the best place in town to get low prices on the great food you need every week for you and your family. But here's an added plus you might not know about. Every time you shop, you'll be earning fuel points at the same time, automatically. Save up all those fuel points, and they'll add up to help you save big at the pumps. Actually, it's like saving twice. Once on all the food on your shopping list with low QFC prices, and again on fuel when you rack up those fuel points and save on every gallon at the pumps. So, Get a move on, grab your shopping list, and see how much you'll save.
And hurry in to QFC for some great weekly specials. Right now, get QFC milk or orange juice at an incredible price. Select half gallons or 10 for just $10. And save on sweet and juicy Driscoll's blueberries. An 18-ounce carton is just $3.88. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we've got some crowding northbound I-5 from the Michigan curb to the Convention Center, northbound 405 through the S-curves, also a little bit of a slow drive. If you plan on getting across Lake Washington in the next hour or so, just plan ahead. 520 Floating Bridge going to be closing at 10:30 to cars and then opening up for boats for a bit, so it'll be closed for a while coming up at 10:30. Right now, the roads are looking really good.
This traffic report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
Stop by your neighborhood Fred Meyer today to pick up Side Effects, starring Channing Tatum and Jude Law, for a great sale price. Get the DVD for just $16.99 or the Blu-ray combo pack for only $24.99. What's on your list today?
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Hello, it's good to see you all again, but you're really not my friends till you see me at the end.
Love these guys. For a seriously good time, be at the Sunset Tavern in Ballard tonight at 7. You'll find Massey Ferguson. And as the show winds down, Massey Ferguson in the studio will play live. Before we go, any stories we have not touched on that are big? Well, the man who calls himself Big Marijuana, we talked about him yesterday, an ex-Microsoft guy.
Yes, recently, retired, but worked at Microsoft a long time. Recently, learning about marijuana. The guy never even smoked it. A year and a half ago.
But he wants to make money on it.
He's declared himself to be Big Marijuana. He wants to start the first national brand. He says he can't believe that there's a business this big that doesn't have a brand. He wants to be headquartered in Seattle.
I got the name. Panama Red, White, and Blue.
You know, that's better than the name he came up with.
What's his name?
Smokies.
No, it's...
Greenies.
The name of his company is going to be Diego Pellicer, I think.
Why come up with a south of the border name?
Well, and then he brings the Mexican president, Vicente Fox, into town.
Oh, he wants to grow it there.
Well, no, he doesn't. It's pretty confusing. We've got a news report
from the press conference.
Is it in Spanish?
It's a unique moment in the history of marijuana in this country. The former president of Mexico, who fought the drug cartels, sitting next to a Microsoft millionaire investor who is picking a fight with our federal government.
For the first time in the history of the United States, you will see stores, medical cannabis dispensaries, in more than one state with the same brand.
Jamin Shively wants to create a chain store approach to pot, the first national brand of marijuana. Shively and his investors believe the national brand approach will generate hundreds of billions of dollars in revenue.
The brands that we're creating are eventually going to be international brands. And so we're going to have a very large headquarters function right here.
1,000 jobs at the company's Seattle headquarters. Vicente Fox believes prohibitions against marijuana have to go.
Because of religious reasons, prohibitions started. And we know that prohibitions don't work. Not even the apple in Garden of Eden, the forbidden apple, sustained the prohibition.
Yeah. But marijuana is an illegal drug under federal law and nearly everywhere else in the world. Initiative 502 only decriminalized possession of marijuana. So creating a company that crosses state and international boundaries, experts say, is a huge risk, a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy to obey the law.
It is a giant conspiracy to violate federal law.
Douglas Hyatt has been defending cannabis cases for 20 years.
It's just ridiculous. It's a fantasy to think that you can do this. There is absolutely no way you can do this legally.
Interesting.
What's interesting is that Vicente Fox sounds like the 7-Eleven, the 7-Up guy. Remember him? The fresh maker? Remember the bald guy?
No, he sounded like the most interesting man in the world. Stay classy, my friend.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Uncola nuts. He played the he was the villain in one of the James Bond movies.
I know. Yeah. Is that guy joking?
The apple. I got the name for this guy.
All right. So, but wait a minute. Go ahead.
I got the name.
What is it?
Gramazon.
Gramazon.
Come on. International Pot.
That's cute.
Yeah. Or somebody open a Windows 8. One of the two.
Oh, the Microsoft connection.
Thank you. Yeah. We're here all week.
You got 40 minutes of that?
No. It depends on how long you laugh.
So, no, I think they're funny. So, what's interesting about this is this is setting the stage for a negotiation between government and big business. And the bigger picture, if you're one of those people who believes that big business kind of creates government in a way by lobbying for the things they want, then you understand the conversation that's taking place here is, hey, government, need money? Want money? Big business over here, cut us in on the action and make money.
Doing your press conference from the 40th floor of the Columbia Tower, I mean, and saying, you know, this will be our world headquarters.
And talk about a slogan. It's a conspiracy to obey the law is a direct answer to the fact that you guys aren't even giving us any guidance on how to obey the law. Our attorney general calls Washington, D.C. and says, here's what I'm doing, here's what I'm doing. I got to tell you every step of the way what we're doing because the people have spoken and we have laws. And then they get no reply from our government. No reply, like that song. Hello, Washington? They won't take our call. Maybe they'll take a call from billionaires.
And the president of Mexico.
And the president of Mexico.
I'm part of this.
You think Mexico could do some things for us?
You bet.
Ask your government what Mexico can do for you.
I love that guy.
You know, though, this guy has only been spoken and knowing about marijuana for a year and a half. I got some news for him because I've known about it a little longer than that. Mexico is not the country you want to partner with as far as a brand. I mean,
why not?
When I think Mexican, I think stems, I think seeds, I think paraquat. I don't think quality.
The knowing laughs among the members of the band.
Yeah, I mean, not, you know.
Not to mention the part where they chop your head off.
You get some dude from Hawaii, you know, the ex-governor of Hawaii or something.
The problem is they're one of the 50 states.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Party with Vancouver, then.
Now, they say they don't want, they're not going to export or import any marijuana. They want to open places in Mexico and sell weed grown in Mexico. They want to open places in Washington.
Yeah, they want to be global.
So, yeah, they want to be all over the world, but they don't want to get into the import-export
business. Good, we don't want their stuff.
Well, you know, if you believe standard rules of marketing apply to almost everything, and I do,
yeah,
eventually there'll be a Coke and Pepsi of marijuana. There'll be two brands that will end up controlling the line.
Don't call it a Coke, though. That'd be really confusing.
Yeah, I know.
True, we don't need... And that's what this guy says, is that he wants to be, you know... Pepsi. He wants to be Starbucks, basically. He wants to be the Starbucks of marijuana.
Okay.
Speaking of Coke, you want to make your nose itch, look in the paper today and see a picture that you won't believe.
You're sweating.
You think
okay?
My nose would still itch?
If Marco Collins was still here, if I showed him that.
He'd itch.
There's a Seattle Times this morning.
I would probably itch.
Isn't that that old wives' tale when somebody's doing Coke somewhere, somebody else's nose itches?
Billion-dollar bust. Cocaine haul. There's $450 million worth of it sitting in a stack.
That's all right. I don't need to see it.
All right.
Probably better if I don't.
It's pretty impressive.
9:46. Yesterday, we spoke to the actor who played MacGyver, who's coming to the Emerald City Comic-Con 2014, Richard Dean Anderson. 2014? I thought it was... Oh, it's called 2014, but it's actually this...
No, it's next year.
That far out?
Oh, yeah, it's March.
I thought it was in the summer.
No, March. Okay. We just got through it.
So we asked you to submit by email... Who out there had the best MacGyver moment where they MacGyvered something? And we have a winner. Let me read you his MacGyver. Randy wrote in and said, my business computer died. I thought my life was over because I had no backups. I told my wife what happened and she said, get out the vacuum cleaner and put the sucking end on the back of the computer over the fan hole. I thought she was crazy. But I went ahead and did it, and I sucked the dust out of the fan. The fan started humming. The computer turned on and booted up and let me get all my stuff back.
MacGruber.
She saved my life. Randy, that was actually, I think it was the coolest, realest story about a real home remedy that was, you know, something most people wouldn't think of. Congratulations, you're the MacGyver contest winner.
Thank you.
Eric's got for you a pair of VUP weekend passes to Emerald City Comic Con, right?
Yep, yeah, a pair of weekend passes. Yeah. You can take your wife, if you like, to the entire convention the entire weekend.
Yeah, actually, they're VAP passes, very average person passes, not unimportant. All right, hang on, Andy, Randy, and thanks a lot for the story.
Okay.
All right. 9:47, and in the studio is the seriously great Massey Ferguson. The band is warmed up and I think ready to go. Is it early for you guys?
Slightly, yeah.
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 I'm sorry, I wish we could stay on later. Let's see, you're playing at the Sunset Tavern in Ballard tonight. Anything else new and exciting with the band?
Well, we just released a new album. This Victory in Ruins is our new disc. We actually released it just about a month ago, so we've been getting some, you know, playing in support of that, getting some love, which is always nice. We appreciate the love you are giving us right now.
Oh, man. When Pedro played that song, I just go like, this is one of the coolest sounds out there.
Well, I appreciate that.
It's really amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Tonight at the Sunset Tavern in Ballard, and live on our studio floor right now, before they start playing, though, before the very first note of the song, Jody's going to give you the last word of the day.
Thank you very much. And it's brought to you by State Farm this morning. The last word of the day is pseudonym.
You're up.
Scared money don't make none, so they say. Bit my attitude. Lose it all, put it in my cash down. Lay it on in the line. All its complications. The touchdown, middle of the runaway. Always hit high altitude. Size you up, was money, Tennessee. And to find out you met my specifications were my temptations. Frustration's all I know. Let me stop on a dime. You're the Russian roulette kind. What it takes to trap you really works part-time. Run around, easy to do, you know. Give yourself a try. It's all in, thought we were up again. Come to find out you had some stipulations. Guilt by association. My station's all I know. The limit stop on a dime. You're the Russian roulette kind. What it takes to trap me barely works part-time. We'll be right back.
Listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
The Emerald Queen Casino presents Battle at the Boat 92 this Saturday, 7 p.m. A full fight card featuring Tacoma's knockout king, Zahir Rahim, plus undefeated Zach Cooper, MMA champ Drew Brokenshire in his pro debut, Gabriel Pineda, and Canada's Dave Patrick. Sponsors Budweiser, Beacon Plumbing, J.O. Sucks Bail Bonds, and The Eighth Wonder. Battle at the Boat 92 this Saturday, 7 p.m. A Brian Hallquist production. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
Visit statefarm.com to find your Seattle-Tacoma area agent.
Spring is here, so get out in the yard and get ready for summer with a little help from the Fred Meyer Garden Center. We have an amazing selection of perennials, annuals, vegetables, and everything you need to help them thrive. Check out our stylish patio furniture collections and stop in to find the perfect barbecue, fully assembled and ready to grill. So pick up everything you need for fun in the sun and save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Oh, boy. Okay. Lovely up here.
A walk in the woods.
The view is really nice.
Somehow it makes you feel more connected to yourself and the world around you. At MultiCare, that connection inspires us to find newer, better ways to help you get well and get back to the things you enjoy. Here in the South Sound, we pioneered robotic-assisted surgery and perform these procedures at more locations than any health system in our region. With this minimally invasive technique, patients have less pain, less scarring, shorter hospital stays, and faster recovery times than with traditional surgery, which means you can return to the things that make you feel connected even sooner. A wide range of robotic-assisted surgery is available in Tacoma and Puyallup, while single-site robotic-assisted gallbladder surgery is now being offered in Tacoma. To learn more, visit multicare.org. MultiCare. Better connected.
Here we come.
It's the Monkees.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. And people say we monkey around.
And they're coming to your town. Saturday, August 17th, 8 p.m., Benaroya Hall. Michael Nesmith, Mickey Dolenz, and Peter Tork.
Listen to the band.
Enjoy a summer night filled with their classic hits, deep cuts, and fan favorites. A multimedia evening of magic music, rare films, and cherished memories. Saturday, August 17th, 8 p.m., Benaroya Hall.
Charcoal burning everywhere.
Tickets on sale now.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Buy tickets at the box office or BenaroyaHall.org. The Monkees are back.
Labradoodles, sea monkeys, jackalopes. What do you get when you cross one very good thing with another? A perfect pair! What do you get when you take world-class bingo and mix it with over 400 Vegas-style machines under one roof? An experience we like to call Machingo. Two ways to score big jackpots for everyone 18+. Machingo. Only at Muckleshoot Bingo in Auburn. What does Machingo mean? More fun, more chances to win, and more ways to play. Pack up your daubers and head over to Muckleshoot Bingo today.
Muckleshoot Bingo is celebrating their anniversary the Machingo way, and you're invited. Saturday, June 8th, over $100,000 in cash and prizes will go. Just $75 gets you 20 games that pay $2,800 each. Plus, the super jackpot is $28,000. You could also win a brand new Jeep Sahara. Tickets are on sale now. Check out MuckleshootBingo.com for more. Everyone 18 years and older are welcome.
Muckleshoot Bingo, your destination for Machingo.
A healthy body starts with having healthy teeth and gums, and maintaining good oral hygiene is a smart thing to do. Being in-network is in with Delta Dental.
You're in your car. You see dust caked on your hood, and you know it's time to change your oil. Because the last 1,000 miles were hard ones. Like Baja Desert uphill both ways kind of hard. So you pull into AutoZone, where they have oil and everything else you need. Maybe a little wash and wax are in order, too.
Right now at AutoZone, for only $19.99, get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter, all just $19.99. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
QFC is proud to be the local presenting sponsor of the Coleman Puget Sound Race for the Cure, Sunday, June 2nd at the Seattle Center. Join QFC and take a step in the right direction in the fight against breast cancer. For more race information, please visit ColemanPugetSound.org.
So you're having a turkey sandwich today. Wonderful. Do you know what it's made of? Is it real turkey breast or little scraps ground up and shaped to look like turkey breast? Does it contain seaweed extract? Is this thing they call turkey pre-sliced and sitting in a tub? For how long? A day? A month? And you're prepared to have this turkey for lunch? To trust it with your kids? Really? We have a better idea. Boar's Head Turkey. When you order Boar's Head Oven Gold Turkey or Maple Honey Turkey, you know where it comes from. The leading premium deli company in America. It's made with pure turkey breast. No mysterious parts, no scraps, no seaweed extract. It's sliced fresh when you order it. In short, with Boar's Head, you can count on turkey you trust. Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere.
Try a slice of Boar's Head premium deli meats and cheeses in select supermarkets, gourmet stores, and fine eateries.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we've got some crowding going on northbound 405 through the S-curves up into the Kennedale Hill. I-5 northbound also just a little bit slow from the Michigan curve up to the Convention Center. Other than that, the roads right now are actually looking really good. It does look like 520 westbound before 405 got an accident block in the left lane. And coming up at 10:30, they're going to be closing the 520 bridge to cars and opening it up for boats. That's at 10:30, should last about half an hour.
This traffic report is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino.
There's an amazing place that's away from it all, yet closer than you imagine. Right now, it's just a 29-minute drive to Snoqualmie Casino, Seattle's closest casino. Just off I-90 at exit 27, it's an elevation above the ordinary. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.
Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeart radio station.